Rio Del residents will not get the opportunity to vote on a local cannabis tax in the November election. The City Council voted 3-2 against allowing the ballot measure to move forward to the voters at their July 5th regular meeting. However, first, the Council agreed 3-2 to reconsider the Commercial Medical Cannabis Land Use Ordinance if it is amended to allow businesses only in the former Eel River Sawmill site at their next meeting July 19th. Mayor Frank Wilson and Councilmember Tim Marks voted against reconsideration of the ordinance, no matter the amendment. Councilmember Jack Thompson, a vocal opponent to medical cannabis, agreed with members Deborah Garnes and Gordon Johnson to allow a reconsideration of the land use ordinance. In the event that the council does decide to allow limited medical cannabis-related businesses into the industrial area, it is now too late to get a ballot measure on the November ballot. This could result in the city permitting some businesses without receiving any additional revenue until some point in the future. Mayor Wilson and Councilmembers Marks and Thompson voted against allowing the cannabis tax measure to move forward, with Councilmembers Garnes and Johnson dissenting. After the vote, Mayor Wilson, City Manager Kyle Knopp, and City Attorney David Martinick discussed future options.
The staff and the complexity of this issue is something that if it gets into the hands of out there, it's going to create more problems than being handled correctly. We do have an opportunity to reopen this currently on the 19th.
It would be the land use ordinance, the tax
measures.
That's
what we would do, the tax. If I understand correctly as well, that if it brings back to the tax issue, it can be done in a special election or in the year 2018.
Yeah. Point of clarification for the council, you can actually submit either or both. The tax measure has to be ultimately submitted to the electorate for approval. You have the option of also submitting the land use ordinance itself after appropriately vetting the language to the voters for determination. You will not make the November election, if not possible, at this juncture.
Can it be done in a special election?
I believe so. There's some additional costs for the city.
That's the difference as we bear the cost.
Correct. That, and then there's some just pragmatic concerns like voter turnout and other issues too for a special election versus a general, but it is an option.
In other matters, the council approved the resolution needed to include Rio Del's two available city council positions on the November ballot. The seats currently held by Frank Wilson and Jack Thompson will be up for election. Anyone interested in running for the position will need to have their paperwork submitted to the City Hall by August 12th. The council also heard a presentation on the Humboldt County Association of Governments 1/2-cent transportation sales tax proposal. The funding would be allocated to road maintenance, which has been operating in a deficit that is unsustainable, according to city staff. The county road tax measure is expected to be on the November ballot. Video of the meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council is July 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.